Neighbors in the Centennial area of Gresham are pushing the city to save a piece of wetland and forest property from development. It's referred to as the Shaw property, and it was originally part of a larger farm that became Grant Butte Park. The majority of the land was turned into a park by the city when its former owner passed away. His second wife lived on the Shaw property until her passing and expressed in her will that the city of Gresham would have the right to buy the property at a 10% discount of $900,000 and add it to the existing park. But due to some missteps, the property was bought in December by a developer who now says he will sell it back to the city for $2.5 million or else build 30 new homes on the plot of land. Janet Unruh is a Gresham resident. Unruh explains some of the dilemma with developing the land.
There's a little forest there next to a wetlands area, but it's a part of a chain of wetlands and forests. So the wetlands are like a headwaters to a couple of rivers in our area and eventually feed out to the Columbia River. And it's vital for these areas to remain intact for the migratory birds on their stopover, on their migrations. And the neighbors are quite upset, too. They felt blindsided by the plans, and many have said that they moved to the area because of the beautiful forest and just being close to nature. I see all the building going on around this area, and there's a lot of it that disturbs me. But this one is so close to this area that is supportive of all this different kind of biodiversity, and I just feel that we can't continue to take bites out of nature and expect that climate change will somehow take care of itself.
Not only is it a wetland that feeds two nearby rivers, the land has a forest of 267 trees that would be cut down, and neighbors are concerned about what the development would mean for them. John Blidsoe is the vice president of the Coalition of Gresham Neighborhoods. He explains.
The portion of the property that's developable is now approximately 3.5 or 4 acres of forest land. He would have to cut down most of that forest in order to put in 30 tightly packed homes. It's very awkward for the people to have to drive by that huge sign now and see, the imminent destruction of something that they really cherish for themselves and for future generations, frankly. This is not what you would call a wealthy suburb of the greater Portland metro area. This is a working class neighborhood. It's surrounded on most sides by single family homes, middle class homes, and some apartment complexes. So there's not much room around here to build a park after this area is cut off.
There is hope, however, for those who would seek to preserve the plot of land from development. The city of Gresham is running a survey through Monday, April 26th, where residents can vote to support different parks projects, and the Shaw property purchase is one of them. We've heard comments from Gresham residents Janet Unruh and John Blidsoe. We've been talking about their efforts to preserve the Shaw property by having the city of Gresham buy it to preserve the forest and wetlands from development there. Their website on the topic is save267trees.org. For KBOO News, I'm Althea Billings.